The Chinese community in the Los Angeles area is one of the largest in the U.S. As Rob Schmitz of station KQED reports, people there are stepping up to help the earthquake's survivors.
Food is at the heart of Sichuanese culture. It's no surprise, then, that since the earthquake, Ding's, a tiny Sichuanese restaurant outside L.A., has become the rendezvous for Chinese residents here. Sitting with diners slurping down chili pepper-infused dishes, owner Ling Chur explains.
Since the earthquake, we've had a lot of Sichuanese people stop by to share news from their hometowns and to get more information about the damage. A lot of people here are from the areas destroyed by the quake.
There's even a booth outside the restaurant for donations for the millions of people who've lost their homes. While a volunteer asks passersby for money, Zhen Qiwei sits at a table behind a box full of cash. Zhen says in the last 3 days they've raised nearly $10,000. Behind her is an enormous poster with photos of relief workers pulling bodies from heaps of rubble. It's a haunting image for Zhen, who has family in one of the most damaged areas.
The day of the earthquake, I immediately called my family, but I couldn't find them. It's been a week and they're still missing. But we Chinese are all one family, so today I decided to come here and volunteer. Anything I can do to alleviate the sadness.
On behalf of the city of Los Angeles, I want to share our deepest sadness.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa stopped by a local Panda Express yesterday to congratulate the L.A.-based Chinese fast food chain. Panda Express is donating close to $1 million for victims of last week's earthquake in China and the recent cyclone in Myanmar. Some of this money will go to the Buddhist relief organization, Tsiji. At Tsiji's national headquarters near L.A., CEO William Gu said his organization has been flooded with donations. He expects to receive up to $10 million for sending disaster crews and medical help to Sichuan.
Our accounting department was working overnight, actually, until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, still counting the money and receiving the check, because we know for earthquake relief work, is going to be a long-term commitment.
Back outside Ding's Sichuan restaurant, Yang Zeping talks to volunteers collecting donations. Yang arrived in the U.S. 2 months ago from Guangyuan, a city near the epicenter of last week's quake.
Luckily, my hometown's on flat ground, so none of my family died. The only problem is that now there's nowhere for them to sleep. Their homes are completely destroyed.
Yang uses the Chinese expression chirku to describe the spirit of the Sichuanese people. Chirku literally means to eat bitter. In other words, to be tough, to withstand suffering. Yang has had his share of eating bitter lately. He left his family to find work in the U.S., but so far he hasn't found a job and he's running out of money. Yang fishes through his pocket and finds a $20 bill. Though he says it's more than he can afford, it's far less than his hometown needs. For The World, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.